and dreams has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on the 17th day of November 2004 for the next 2 hours. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. And today I'm going to do the stories that I didn't get around to yesterday, basically centering on Iraq and what's going on over there. The major medias are lying to us. They're stacking the deck in Washington, D.C. Folks, if you think you've seen anything yet, you better batten down the hatches. This preemptive war plan that George Bush has devised is going to spread throughout the Middle East. The news stories, again, are starting to hit about problems with Iran and possibly nuclear devices or at least bomb-making materials. And again, this is all spin coming out of the White House through its various agencies. They plan on going into Iran. That would be a major mistake. If we think we have problems right now, you just wait. We'll get into those stories today. Also, we'll open up the phone lines. If there's anything that you would like to comment on, any stories that you have heard, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. And we'll do all that right after a short message here. Having computer problems here. Boy, the worst thing in the world, folks, is to have a talk show radio host try to do a program and he can't get to the stories he needs to do them on the air. It's frustrating. But this, too, shall pass. We'll take the break here, be back in just a few minutes, and kick this edition of the National Intel Report off, and, of course, with your participation. We'll be right back. We must take America back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
It's going crazy over in Fallujah, folks. So you know the worst thing about this is, let's forget the fact that we're over there unconstitutionally waging war on a country that Congress of the United States did not declare the war. It's not up to the commander in chief to do this. This is why we had a series of checks and balances in this country. That's bad enough. What's even worse is the contrived and the controlled media covering stuff up. I'm going to give you some examples today in stories that did not hit your news. U.S. kills at least 800 civilians in Fallujah. Battles in Baghdad, elsewhere, bloodbath on Haffa Street. Wounded GIs say Fallujah is a disaster. Iraqi insurgents roll Sunni triangle with counterattack. Over 1,200 U.S. soldiers, this might have made it, 1,200 U.S. soldiers die since Iraq war begins. Dogs are eating the bodies of dead and U.S. slain. Folks, you thought some of the worst war crimes out of World War II were bad? At least 800 civilians have been killed during the U.S. military siege of Fallujah, a Red Cross official estimates. Speaking on condition of anonymity, for fear of U.S. military reprisals. A high-ranking official with the Red Cross in Baghdad told IPS that at least 800 civilians had been killed in Fallujah so far. His estimate is based on reports from Red Crescent aid workers stationed around the embattled city, from residents within the city, and from refugees. Several of the Red Cross workers have just returned from Fallujah since the Americans won't let them into the city, he said. And they said the people they are tending to in the refugee camp set up in the desert outside the city are telling horrible stories of suffering and death inside Fallujah. The officials said that both Red Cross and Iraqi Red Crescent relief teams had asked the U.S. military in Fallujah to take in medical supplies to people trapped in the city, but their repeated request had been turned down. A convoy of relief supplies from both relief organizations continue to wait on the outskirts of the city for military permission to enter. They have appealed to the United Nations to intervene on their behalf. Good luck. The Americans close their ears and that's it, the Red Cross official said. They won't even let us take supplies into Fallujah General Hospital. The official estimated that at least 50,000 residents remain trapped within the city. They were too poor to leave, lacked friends or family outside the city, and therefore had nowhere to go, or they simply had not had had enough time to escape before the siege began. Aid workers in his organization have reported that the houses of civilians in Karma, a small city near Fallujah, have been bombed by U.S. warplanes. In one instance, a family of five was killed just 2 days ago. I don't know why the American leaders did not approach the Red Cross and ask us to deal with the families properly before the attacking began, said a Red Cross aid worker who also spoke on condition of anonymity. These people are scared to even speak the truth, folks. Suddenly they attacked and people were stuck with no help, no medicine, no food, no supplies. So those who could ran for the desert while the rest of us were trapped in the city. If the U.S. forces would call a temporary ceasefire, we could get our trucks in and get the civilians left in Fallujah who need medical care. We could get them out. The mosque over there have been organized. They've had massive collections of food and relief supplies for Fallujah residents, as they did last April when the city was under attack. But these supplies have not been allowed into the city either. Well, let me stop right here. In wartime, there are conditions that things don't always run as planned. We all know this. War is a very deadly business. People get hurt. Furniture gets bent and broken. Buildings disappear. Leaders come, leaders go. We know this. They also know, and these military troops over there, the hierarchy, maybe not necessarily the rank and file, know this. But the people who are in charge over there in Iraq know this. They know how many civilian casualties have come. They know how many children have been killed. They know how many civilians are being killed on these raids. And all they're doing is they're doing their job as being ordered. You know, I'm standing in the parking lot here at RBN, and I'm looking at a sign in a business next to us that says, "Pray for our troops." Pray for them. You might as well wait till they go to hell and try to retrieve them from hell, because that's what they're dealing with right now. But here comes a greater question, the one of morality and conscience. To continue doing what you're doing. You're talking to one of the few guys here, by the way, that quit the U.S. military. It's not an easy thing to do without going to Fort Leavenworth, I guarantee you. But if I was involved in Iraq, and I was told or asked to do things that were either immoral, illegal, unconscionable, or pick your own term, I would be laying down my weapon, and I'd be telling the military police, "You might as well take me to the Huskow right now." Then I'd be screaming my head off. This is horrible what's going on with it. Folks, this is just a tip of the iceberg. This has been going on for 13 years. A country has been besieged for 13 years. You know, why don't I hear organizations like the ADL screaming at the top of their lungs about, well, there were a lot of innocent Jews killed in Germany. Aren't there equally a number of innocent Arabs that are now being killed? I don't hear them speaking about the 50 million plus that Russia killed, or the 50 or 60 million that Red China had killed,
What do I keep hearing about? I keep hearing about the 6 million Jews that died in the camps in Germany and Auschwitz and Dachau. These people are not for any freedom, any life. They're there for the lies and the deceptions. Come on, ADL, anti-defamation league that you are, anti-American. Back to this story. I just get folks sometimes. The Red Cross official said that they had received several reports from refugees that the military had dropped cluster bombs in Fallujah and used a phosphorus weapon that caused severe burns. The U.S. military claims to have killed 1,200 insurgents in Fallujah. Janabi, a resistance leader from the city, has said that only about 100 among them were fighters. Both of them are lying, the Red Cross official said. While they agree on the 1,200 number, they're both lying about the number of dead fighters. He added that our estimate of 800 civilians is likely to be too low. The situation within Fallujah is grim. If help does not reach people soon, the children who are trapped will most likely die. Let me say this again, folks. There's been 500,000 Iraqi children killed. Directly, indirectly, malnutrition, disease, depleted uranium, bursts that are going on over there right now because of the depleted uranium and all that crap over there. Some of the most hideous birth deformities I have ever seen in my life. I cannot believe that we are a party to this. I don't know whether to go blind or wind my wristwatch here. That the United States military would be involved in something like this is unconscionable. To follow a president that lied to the American people is unconscionable. Where are the people with the guts? And you military leaders out there, I know that you're all comfortable sitting back smoking a cigar right now, and you're not listening to this program, but many of your underlings do on a regular basis. When are you going to become a human being again? We know your role. We know what you're supposed to be there for. And I'm speaking by and large here, why we have a standing military, which our founding fathers warned us against, because once you have a standing military, guess who wants to have a standing military? The people around the globe that feel threatened by your standing military, and then things just keep escalating. And they will keep escalating, folks. He said the Ministry of Health and the U.S.-backed interim Iraqi government had stopped supplying hospitals and clinics in Fallujah 2 months before the current siege. The hospitals do not even have an aspirin, he said. This shows, in my opinion, that they have a plan to attack for a long time and we're trying to weaken the people. Well, you don't have to worry about weakening 500,000. Folks, can you imagine the death of a single child? Maybe your child. Can you fathom that? Can you let that into your heart and your mind and your brain? Think about what it would be if you lost one of your children. Now multiply that 500,000 times over. Think about what I am saying here. We demand respect around the world, but we treat people less than animals, with not even the courtesy to butcher them correctly. Oh, my God. A leader of the resistance organization in Fallujah. Boy, I almost can't do this. Ah. A leader of one of the resistance organizations in Fallujah confirmed to a correspondent over there in the city that many of the resistance organizations in the city have resolved to disappear from view in order to wage a war of attrition against U.S. forces inside and outside the city. The Mujahideen leader described the, and I do believe this is the Maqarat al-Islam correspondent, the tragic situation in a demolished city, which has become unbearable due to a large number of dead Iraqi civilians in the streets whose bodies are being eaten by dogs. Oh, yeah, let's go kick Saddam's butt. Yeah, go get him, boys. Yeah, let's offer up our flower of you. to these butchers that are doing these things.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This story, continuing with this story, and we'll take your phone calls today. We have, is that my caller there from Europe? Did you put that up there? Oh, okay. We've got a caller from Europe we'll go to immediately. Go ahead, Daryl, you're on.
On a couple of occasions. Look, I anybody within the sound of my voice, I don't know how many listeners Republic has. We're in a crisis of proportions I can't even fathom at the moment. The truth is that I'm absolutely convinced that George Bush authorized the destruction of those buildings in New York. I'm not only convinced of it, it's so clear to me that this is what they've done, that's the real crime here, that it predates this Iraqi debacle. And the simple truth of the matter is what we have to do is reverse gear and go back 3.5 years and start examining exactly what they did. They brought those buildings down with explosives, and it's absolutely clear because they've morphed their story so many times that this is what's going on, and the people are not hearing this. And so every listener within the sound of my voice, please get on the telephone to every family member, every person you know, every congressman, every newspaper. Everybody, you have to call. You have to send your emails. You have to speak to people in the streets. We can't let this happen.
Daryl, where are you in Europe?
I live in France.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about France. From the very beginning, And I live here, and I've been here a long time. And I said, you guys are crazy. This is what I said to them in the beginning. They said, this was done by George Bush. I said, this is not true. Come on. This was an attack. I carried the party line over here of what happened, according to the news media. And they said, no, listen, we know this is a conspiracy, and this was from day one. And I poo-pooed all these people over here, and they were right from the beginning. And what now, I just turned to my wife and said, I'm sorry for saying that you were wrong way back 3 years ago. She said, maybe they're right. I said, well, they can't be right. Nobody would do that.
Nobody could believe this.
Nobody could believe it. But guess what? This is really what happened. And here's the situation now. We're in a situation that our country is absolutely, right now, this minute, in the next 6 to 10 weeks, they are going to consolidate power in a way that your radio station won't be on anymore. The people, I'm already being blocked by half of the websites that have pertinent information to that 9/11 bombing are already blocked in Europe. I'm telling you folks.
What is, Daryl, if I can get a perspective of what the French people are saying over there, what's the mood? What are they saying about the United States? Not including the 9/11 issue, but other things.
Well, they're frightened of what's going on in America. Everybody that I know here is absolutely petrified of what's happening in our country. They liken George Bush to Adolf Hitler. And they do it in a very direct way. In other words, they don't say he's similar. They say he is Adolf Hitler, and he is going to destroy the earth. And I am absolutely certain that this is what's happening in our world today. And how many people, how many patriots are still left? I don't know what your listenership is. What kind of numbers are listening to this broadcast as we speak? I don't know, John. Can you tell me?
I have no idea. We have no way to track it. I can tell you one thing. We have 50 low-power FMs that are dialed into this network. We have satellite. We have shortwave. We've got European listeners that listen to shortwave. We've got them in Canada. We've got them all over the United States. There are a large number of people listening to this broadcast right now.
Well, we've got to bring everyone into this broadcast network. And look, I'm going to make a suggestion. I'm not a religious person. In fact, I'm an atheist. That has nothing to do with the truth for me. The truth for me is something very clear. I know what's going on politically. I know what's going on in my country. They're stealing it. They've killed these human beings on September 11th, and they're pulling a power grab in the Middle East. And George Bush is the worst criminal in the history of our country and possibly the history of Earth. And the truth is that we're losing our nation, and everybody that speaks on your radio station is at risk of life or limb. I'm telling you right now, you are being watched. This call is being monitored by these people. And I'm telling you right now that if we don't get a groundswell, even every one of us is at risk.
Darryl,
I'm certain of this.
I they can't watch everybody all the time.
Well, they're watching you, John. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, no, I know they are. I mean, I've caught the FBI using my name as a sampler name during their interviews when they run up on people in this country, as we call it. A test sample name. Do you listen to this guy's show? I can't even describe. Here's a talk show host trying to make a description of his own feelings. I can't do it. I can barely put two words together today. Not only do we see this absolute treachery going on, the outright lying, stealing, murdering. And I'm watching my own government. I did a piece yesterday. Of course, USA Today comes out with a story yesterday. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, if that site wasn't blocked for you. But they come out with a story that the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center here in this country are going after these domestic terrorists now. See, Daryl, we're all terrorists in this country. They passed laws here that say that you try to influence your government, that you're a terrorist in your own country. My God, influence my government. Half the people in this country are praying that the government doesn't come and kill them.
Despotism is upon us. The nation that we built 240 years ago is definitely being lost right now. And everybody within the sound of my voice needs to stand up and make phone calls to everyone. They need to inform as many human beings.
Hold on.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore."
What is it going to take, America, for you to wake up out of your slumber? What is it going to take you to stand up for your beliefs, your morality, your ethics? What is it going to take for you to stand up for your conscience? And I am just amazed at the amount of people in this country that are looking at George W. Bush and calling this guy a good Christian man. Daryl,
the most dangerous human being that has been born in the last 1,000 years. And I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of good people in our FBI that they've compartmentalized this whole situation where these people are just carrying out orders from rather amorphous sources. In other words, I'm certain that a lot of these folks are coming to the same kinds of conclusions that many other people are.
There's a lot of infighting, by the way, Daryl, not only in the CIA, believe it or not, but also in the FBI. I mean, they've got people right now, Daryl, that are pulling their hair out. They're seeing exactly what's going on. And keep in mind that these guys are compartmentalized, heavily compartmentalized. But they're now starting to talk to each other. And they're scared. They are scared. I had the FBI tell me years ago, when they were investigating the militias that sprang up around this country, that they just wanted to investigate them. They didn't want to break them up, because one FBI agent confided in me, and I cannot use the guy's name, but he told me right to my face, he said, we may need you guys here in the future. He says, I'm not personally interested in busting you guys up or carting you off to jail. He said, because we may need you in this country. And that was 5-6 years ago.
Well, the kind of purge that's necessary is almost, you know, and I don't want to go down the road of I'm not a guy that makes threats. I'm not threatening anyone. And I'm not interested in having visits here at my home in Europe, which is very possible. What I would like the people to know is that if this groundswell happens and happens from your input throughout the nation by calling friends, by telling people, by begging them to understand that you're not crazy, that you're telling them the absolute facts of the matter and listen to the facts. And if anybody's rational and they look at these facts, you cannot deny them. The truth is that if you're able to spread this word, we have media on our side at the moment. I'm telling you that Republic is probably in trouble over the long period. I don't want to say that about your network. It's your job. It's your future. It all. But I'm going to tell you something. In a few more weeks, you guys aren't going to be broadcasting anymore if this man continues to tighten his noose.
Well, it may happen for various other reasons also. But, Daryl, you don't work for the government, do you?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. When you coming back to the USA?
Well, you know, that might be dangerous for me, in fact.
Yeah.
And I can be honest with you. I think that being a voice from the wilderness here is, you know, it may be a service that I can provide. I'm telling you that we're getting shut down, and it's coming quick. And I think this whole consolidation is happening as we speak.
Right.
And if we don't turn now, and this moment, this is our window, that if this groundswell does not start now, I believe in my heart that all is lost. And I apologize to those people out there who think that I may be rushing it, but I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at this situation, and we are in that window now.
Yeah, you're right about the consolidation of power. They're weeding out the people that didn't want to play ball. Anytime that you take somebody like Condoleezza Rice and stick her in the Secretary of State spot, you know that the fix is in. You know the fix is in.
Well, so, John, thanks for the efforts you've made. Ladies and gentlemen out in that audience, please, you know, get on the phone. Call your family members. Call your friends. Call your Congress and say, look, if you've been staying quiet, you've got to stand up now, because the word's out, and we've got to fight back now. The election was stolen. This man murdered those 3,000 people in World Trade Center, and he's responsible for 100,000 deaths in Iraq. And he's killed 1,200 of our soldiers in that nation. He's got other devious and malicious and terrible plans for our military, and our freedom is lost. And if you think those things are jokes, you better start waking up to the reality of where we are today. And good luck with your efforts. I'm not giving up. I'm a patriot, and I love my country. I've always been the proudest American you could ever imagine. I love my nation. And I could not be sadder and more sick from it all.
All right. Thank you for your call, Daryl.
Thanks, John.
It. All right. You know, we used to have people that supported this network. And when I said to Daryl that it may not take a direct overt operation to shut us down, and quite frankly, folks, if that ever does happen, then all bets are off. I know that the last vestige of any freedom or assemblage of freedom in this country, and they're fully aware of this also, and any affiliates that carry this broadcast are also aware of it, that the last remaining thing to wink out will be the freedom of speech. Once you see the freedom of speech being cut off, Katie, you better bar the door, because it's getting ready to happen. And when that happens, I'm not saying if it happens, when that happens, you're going to see one guy that's not going to be interested in talking to one other person about anything whatsoever, because at that point in time, conversation is going to be moot. This is what I've been trying to tell you fine folks out there for now, 12 years. I don't know what it's going to take to get you up off your backside to shed the fear. The only tool that they have right now is one of fear and intimidation. Not on the whole of the people. They go after the individuals. They go after what they feel are the weaker ones on the periphery, or the ones that are supporting others that are standing up. And they'll harass them. They'll go after them. And it may come in the form of an IRS agent. It may come in the form of lawsuits. It may come in various forms. I'm not worried about the lawsuits because I know they have no merit. I don't get up on this radio every single day. I don't get on this network every single day to inspire or to influence people. I'm just simply here giving them the box score. I don't have to lie about anything. I don't have to embellish anything. I don't have to make up our own little rah-rah stories that makes us feel all good and warm and fuzzy inside. I just simply ask that we do what is required of men. All of us. And if you're sitting there and you're trying to justify your non-action, quite frankly, I don't know how you sleep at night. You have got to have some kind of cognitive dissonance going on that I would never, ever understand. I don't understand why people are not screaming at the top of their lungs. Like Daryl in France just said, you know, he 3.5 years ago, hey, you people are nuts over here. He was standing up for this country. His wife even told him, well, maybe they're right. Maybe. We've given you every blow-by-blow account, at least this man has, through George Bush Sr.'s administration, all of Bill Clinton's administration. Now we're 4-plus years into this character's. Oh, I'm folks. What is it going to take? We may not have to wait until they shut us down. The people that used to support this network, where have you all gone? I want to ask that question. Where have you all gone? Sandra told me this morning something that just shocked me, and my jaw hit the ground. So do you know the people that used to support this network on a monthly basis? She said, we're down to a handful of these people right now. And I have told you people before, my deal is not fame or riches or accolades or statues, building a statue. I had somebody come up to me one day and said, you know, we ought to make a statue of you and put you in a town square someplace. I've had people come up to me and say, can I have your autograph? I ask them what their name is, and I write their name down, because they're the hero. Not some guy sitting behind a microphone someplace. You people. Tell me one general that ever won a war without his foot soldiers. Tell me one company that's ever been successful without its workforce. Tell me one company that's ever been successful without customers. It's you. Not some guy sitting behind a microphone someplace. It's you. Sandra, come here a second. Don't take all day. This is live radio. How much money do we need by the end of the month? $21,000. And today is the 17th. Now, let me see. 30 days have November, April, June, and that's 13 days. We'll call it 12 days and a half. And we need $21,000 between now and then.
People that have promised to advertise have not come forward.
People that promised to advertise haven't been here. You told me this morning something that just absolutely blew me away. We used to have a number of people supporting this network. What do we have left? A handful? A handful on a monthly basis. Wonder what they would do if RBN just went dark at the end of the month. I wonder what would happen. Because I just had a gentleman. You've been running around here. You've been real, real busy. I just had a gentleman call me from France. And he wants people to call their congressmen and their senators and call your family members, your neighbors, anybody that'll... about what's going on in this country. And he said that, you know, if they consolidate their power in Washington, D.C., he said, you guys may not be on in a couple of weeks or a couple of months or whatever the case may be. And I'm thinking to myself, as he's saying this, I'm thinking, well, we might not have the doors open by the end of this month.
Here's a thought, John. I think this...
Hold on a second. Put some headphones on here. Your mic is hot.
Am I there?
You're there.
No, I was thinking last night that we may be a generation that lets our children down. Look at our forefathers that came to this country to escape tyranny. They came here, but then they ended up fighting, shedding their blood, giving up their families for this country. They didn't just run and flee to another country. They fought. Are we going to be the generation that lets our children down? Also, when you're older, how are your children going to treat you? How are they going to take care of you when you haven't given them the tools? You haven't stood up for them.
Don't start crying on me. Don't do it. Because you'll get me going and then we'll have to go to break. Look, there's a lot of people that have been working their butts off to make this network go. And you're here every day. I won't tell the audience what you told me yesterday, last night, and this morning. But, you know, people, do you understand what we're doing? Do you really understand what we are doing and what we need to do in the future? This is just step one, folks.
I don't think they do, John.
You don't think that they do? How could they not? If they've been listening to me for better than 10 years, how can they not get it?
I think there's a selected few that do.
Well, there was...
There's the others that just say, I'm going to take care of my own. But by doing and having that type of attitude, taking care of their own is not going to make it. You know, we're in this all together. It's not just about their family. It's about everybody's family. They got to realize that this is the world that they're living in. Right now. Later on, they'll be in heaven.
This is
the world they're in right now, and this is the one that they're going to have to deal with. And people are too ashamed. I don't know what it is, but they don't want to deal with it. They'd much rather hide. And with that kind of attitude, we won't have success.
Oh, and I can just hear it right now. I can see the headlines. Terrorist John Stadtmiller killed in a firefight. And people going... oh, he was a really good guy. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then tuning into the radio to see what else they could find.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. We've seen him. We've seen him come and we've seen him go. Bill Cooper. Is Bill Cooper still alive? Is he still doing radio? No, folks. He's deader than a mackerel. Now, why do you think that is? The problem with Bill is, though, that he didn't exactly count on his friends and his neighbors. He made more enemies than what he made friends. But that was Bill Cooper's persona. That was his way of dealing with the world. He was a very angry man, very distrusting man, but he told the truth. Bill Cooper was one of the first people I ever listened to on shortwave, Sandra. Were you aware of that? Mm-hmm. Years and years and years ago, with the Hour of His Time program, with all that weird opening. And WWCR remembers that. I mean, it was crazy. But there was a guy. I mean, they shot and killed him. And when the next radio... So they've already, here's the deal, they've already consolidated the communications power. They've already taken over the FCC to run roughshod over everybody else. Then you've got the various people out there working the agendas to make sure that the truth does not get out on the airwaves anywhere in this country. And when the unsupported fringe communication systems out there bite the dust, where are they going to get their news?
They won't.
Do you think that if RBN goes down the tubes, that Genesis Communications won't? Or what's some of the other? We got internet out there. They're all going to bite the dust. Folks, where are you going to get your news at?
We need a strong support here, John.
And, yeah, Sandra,
and only if the people want it be able to do it.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you people out there in the audience. Sandra is, folks, she's my pillar. This network would have not been possible without her. And for you folks out there, and I'm not going to name names, and you know who you are, that call her up and treat her badly or rudely, I got a little secret for you today. The landlord that lives right upstairs, or not Liz, but has an office right upstairs, for no reason this morning, got into my wife and made her cry. Well, I'm standing outside of the building here, and here she comes strutting out of the building. So I got these two together, and she started to do the same thing. I immediately, and I mean I ran, up the stairs to go talk to her husband. I walked in his office. I shook his hand. I says, we got a communications problem. Well, Missy comes right in the door behind him, and I turned on my heels, and I told her, and I stuck my finger right in her face. And I don't talk to women like this. And you know me, Sandra, and you know I have a temper. But I was never as mad as I was today. I said, if you ever treat and talk to my wife like that again, I will hand you your head. Do you understand? And when I get angry, people that know me, I shake. It's a bad imitation of Barney Fife. I mean, I just shake from head to toe.
Yeah.
Respect, folks. There's all too little of it in the world today. Sandra, that was your debut. Thank you, dear.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
get through this broadcast today, folks. I just had Sue, one of the volunteers here at the network, she walked out of her office in tears. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, I just had a guy that has 9 children that just donated $100, and he's in bad shape. I don't know if I can do this today. I'll tell you what, let's take some calls. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
I live on a peasant's wage right now. I still managed to order a shower filter just last month, and we restocked our filters for our water filters. And the Christmas season is coming up, and it usually seems like the most satanic time of year to me is the month of December. Everyone's all speeded up and all worried about this one day they're getting ready for, and it's a big commercial venture. Well, if anyone's going to be spending any money this year, plans to spend money on Christmas presents or anything, why don't you just go ahead and support the sponsors of RBN?
Or support the network. I mean, I heard Jack. Jack is his own independent guy now, Jack Blood. And I heard him yesterday, you know, in support for his show and for his advertisers. But a lot of people don't understand that there's not going to be any Jack Blood. There won't be any John Moores. There won't be any Frank Whalens or John Statmillers or Dr. Stan Monteith or Jack McLam or any of this. There won't be any of it if people don't support the network. I mean, we're just, I know how to do this. We've been operational since June 18th.
I like what the call it Daryl from France had to say about where our country is going, because I agree with it. And anyone, just take a look at the industrial base of this country. Where is it gone? It's gone out of the country. We're supposedly in part of the industrialized world. Our industrial capabilities are what got us to the top economically, militarily. Okay, well, our industrial base has gone out from underneath us. They've exported our industry and high-tech jobs, and they continue to do so, publicly announced that that is their plans to do so, and they import unemployed people. So this is, you know, I'm not going to leave the country if things go to HELL in a handbasket, but I might have to leave the country so I can get a better job and send some money back home.
Thank you, Dylan. I appreciate your call.
God bless you.
Thank you. Second hour of the National Intel Report, and I'll try to get my stuff together here. Second hour coming up, 99.85 on the shortwave dial, and, well, you know the routine.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.